all this set up in there.
I don't know. Are you, like, I don't know.
No, set up in here. This is where we're going to do it.
Okay, cool.
And it's rolling. We're kind of already podcasting.
Oh, cool.
I kind of like to just start it.
Yeah.
We're off mic. It doesn't even matter. I spill beer everywhere. Do you want a drink?
Oh, I'm good. I have some water.
Do you drink it all?
Drink alcohol?
Yeah.
I do. Are you drinking alcohol?
Yeah. I drank alcohol this morning.
Wow.
Yeah.
Must be nice not to have, I suppose you don't have children.
Well, I have children.
You do, but they just don't live with
you. They love alcohol too. No, no, my daughter lives in Ojai with her mom.
That's cool, yeah.
But she's 17.
Oh, so that's cool. That's
she's like doing mushrooms and shit. I shouldn't say this on the podcast.
That's cool, yeah.
But you have, twins, right?
I have twins, and I got a late start.
You don't look too late.
Thank you.
That's my way of saying you look young.
Thank you. That's how I decided to take it.
I like putting the headphones on.
Yes, that'll do.
Oh, did you say you wanted a water?
Sure. I'll have water.
Or do you want a
beer? Just regular.
Not a beer or anything?
Nah.
Tequila?
I like beer if I'm eating like spicy
pizza.
Chinese food or something.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Sure. I'm not even going to plug my guitar in. I'm probably not going to do this.
I like this. You just walk in and go.
Yeah.
It's relaxed.
We started right immediately.
Cool.
Yeah. So twins, how old are they?
They're 6 and a half.
Okay. So this is going to get right into the, I'm just obsessed with songwriting. That's why I'm doing this podcast.
That's so cool.
Yeah. I don't even listen to people if they tell me I'm doing things wrong. I just like talking about it. Like I played a song once and someone said, you shouldn't pronounce the word like that. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I didn't give a shit. He's probably right.
Well, you have to be very committed to whatever it is. If otherwise...
Yeah, I just liked it the way it was.
Yeah, what was the word?
It was... and I've heard this before, you know, just don't change the way you would say it, the way you sing it. But I feel like they're all changing anyway when you sing them. But it was... it was the last line of, now I got to get my guitar out because I can't, I've got to hear a whole song right from the beginning. No, that's okay.
Mine's too small.
What is it? What, do you remember what the word is? You don't remember, do you? Opportunity. Good one. Matt came through.
Gosh, so how did you say it?
Opportunity. Take
That's
this
funny.
Opportunity to not. That's how it goes.
Yeah, I have a little bit of a thing about that. In one of my songs, I say electricity.
Uh-huh.
And I don't say it exactly. I don't sing it exactly as I would say it.
Yeah.
And I think about it.
It bugs you?
It doesn't bug me enough to change it.
Yeah.
But
it bugs me every time, and I didn't even mind it. Now I think I'm a hack. But you've only done it once. I've probably done it a million times.
I've probably done it more than once.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Sometimes that's the fun of songwriting, is to hear a word in a different way. You've never heard it before.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just making myself feel better.
Well, I can't wait to hear hear the context of opportunity.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll play that a little later.
Cool.
Yeah. But I was getting at the idea of like having kids, especially twins, and 6-year-old, 6 and a half.
Yeah.
Does that help your songwriting?
Well, I still feel inspired
about
all different kinds of things.
Exactly. You're probably inspired even more a little bit.
Yeah. You know? I did go through the period of being so in love with them that I was writing
sappy songs.
Really sappy stuff about them. And I thought, this is great. I'll get on a diaper commercial or something. And got nothing.
You got no
diaper. Because turns out that, you know, millions of people have kids. They're not that excited.
Yeah.
By my
yeah
love of my kids.
Well, Yeah, and the ones who don't have kids are even angrier.
Yeah, and then they really don't want to hear about it.
Yeah.
Like one of the songs was called Little Joy. Blah.
It's like showing slides or, you know, yeah. home movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's better if you can disguise it as about something else, I think.
Yeah, well, all my songs about my kid are a little sad because, I mean, she's great, but I worry about her and... You know, yeah. She's going to have to leave sometime and have to start dating guys and shit like that.
Yeah, it's scary. Kids these days, they, you know, they're freer to date guys and girls.
Not around me, they're not. I hope she finds a nice boyfriend. I certainly am not a nice boyfriend. That's the problem.
Well, yeah, that's... Either she'll go the other way or...
Yeah, I mean, I've been a good boyfriend to her. I mean, I've given her a lot of love and support, you know. So maybe she'll look for that again.
Yeah.
You know, she doesn't know what a jerk I am to,
ooh,
to other. I'm just
it's
not...
It's funny, you know, on my way here,
yeah,
my ex-boyfriend is a big comedy... When I met him, he was like really immersed in the underground comedy scene and put on shows in his backyard and all this stuff and wanted to manage. And then he, you know, got mixed up in other stuff and
drugs or women, other women.
Yeah, he's had his share of difficulties, and we're still very close. And he's babysitting my kids right now.
Oh,
and he's
a great uncle.
He's not their father.
Yeah.
He didn't want kids, so we broke up.
Yeah.
And my son calls him dad.
Mm.
and he loves it, of course. But I said, yeah, I'm going to go play on this podcast. This guy named Dino, it's a friend of mine. And he's like, I don't know how to say your last name.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
But he was like, yeah. Oh, my God, you're meeting my heroes. And you have to. And then he proceeded to tell me the story where he bumped into you.
Oh, yeah?
At...
Do I know
the place where Jeff always goes?
Oh yeah, the drawing room.
Yeah, you don't know him, but he's a huge fan of yours, and he was saying you have to tell him the story. And I said I'm never going to tell him.
Tell me the story.
That's so dorky.
Yeah, tell me, because maybe I wrote a song about it, and maybe it'll tie in.
I doubt it. The story was he had been sober for 4 years, and he fell off the wagon at the drawing room, having his first drink in 4 years, and sees you there arguing with one of the regulars.
Uh huh.
Sounds and familiar. He was going to say something that he thought was really clever, that like maybe he had read an interview with you or something and knew some information and was going to be like, hey, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I'm always telling him, like, you got to stop doing that. It's just creepy.
Yeah.
And then he didn't do it. And he said, I still regret that today.
Did he talk to me at all?
I don't know. And then he said he saw you at a party with a girl on each arm, under each arm.
Under each arm?
Yeah.
Under.
He said you're
not even
dead.
On each arm. Under
like,
each arm.
You know, you were like.
I was pushing him down.
this ties into
I don't
something,
think he's talking about me.
Yeah, yeah. You know exactly
like
how,
me.
Yeah.
But is he a good, really good looking guy?
He is good looking.
Yeah, I think I remember
him. And he's
him.
Tall.
Yeah,
I wonder you think if I, you remember him? Wow! Even if it's not true, I might tell him that.
I might have tried hitting on him. That's why I'm a bad boyfriend because I hit on everything.
Yeah, you don't even care.
Yeah, I mean they got to be good looking.
Yeah,
and nice, you know. But I'll hit on him in a second.
He is good looking and he is nice.
All right. He's did you ever write a song about him?
Yes, I did.
What was it called?
It's called Magic Summertime.
What is it called? It's still there.
It's still there.
Oh,
still
Magic
says.
Summertime. I've heard that song. Yeah, it's a pretty happy song. I know, but it's a little cynical.
It's you know, it's like, remember how great that was? We knew it wouldn't work out.
Yeah, yeah.
I sure love summer.
Yeah. But is that the one with the video where you're dancing with the tall guy?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that
that's another ex-boyfriend.
But that's not him.
No, that's not him.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a different ex-boyfriend.
Okay. For some reason, I thought it was your current husband. Or...
No.
No. Do you have a current husband?
No.
Oh, well, what are you doing tonight?
I have a boyfriend, but not a husband.
Well,
he better get it going.
What are you both doing tonight? I stop at nothing.
You're very clever.
So, that's a great song. Do you want to do a little bit of it or all of it?
Yeah, whatever you want. You can interrupt me, be like, should I be plugged into something? Doesn't matter.
It sounds okay, I think, but you can plug in. Here, you want to plug in?
I don't know.
Here. Yeah.
Is there a thumbs up from in there?
Ooh. Looks like he left. He was just squatting. He's working controls. You think it's okay?
It's a little loud.
It's a little loud in here, but it sounds good out there.
I don't sing very loudly.
He gives a thumbs up, so he'll work it a little bit. I like it. It sounds good. I'm going to talk over a little bit of it so they don't bootleg it.
That's smart. It was just like a dream when we first got together. How our lips like a match. Dang it.
No, I always do this. This is great.
Really? I don't usually do it.
Oh, well, you caught it from me. It's catchy. And it's a catchy song.
Thanks. It was just like a dream when we first got together. How our lips like a match lit a fire. I knew in my heart it would not last forever, but forever is a long, long time. What a day, what a life. I always love the weather when it's too to think I might try. It tastes just a sip, your sweet, sweet kiss, like an ice cold drink. You were divine. Magic summertime. It was just like I imagined when we first met, how our fingers became intertwined. Heart that our chances were slim, but a gambler never gambles to be wise. Ooh, 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 ooh. Magic summertime. Summertime is magical. It was just like a fairy tale when we were introduced. How our eyes like a flash filled with light. I knew in my heart we would both avoid the truth, but our cover up was heaven for a while.
Yeah, I was just thinking that it's so much melancholier now that, yeah. that I know what it's about.
Sorry.
No, but makes I love, I don't like being happy. Look at me.
You seem pretty happy.
I'm all right. I'm okay. But I also think that the recording was a little brighter and happier, too.
Probably.
Yeah.
The producer of that record used to kind of get on me for singing. This is the way I think my delivery usually is.
Yeah. And he got on you?
He'd be like, you sound tired, you know, like, like too down.
That's crazy that he would say that. It's not John Bryan, is it?
No.
Wow. Well, I don't know. It was a hit, right?
Oh, yeah. Huge. Massive hit. I retired right after that.
Yeah. I mean, I like that version, but I do like this one better.
Really? That's cool. Thanks. I felt really rusty.
Oh, no. I mean, I don't know. I like a rougher, realer sound, you know?
Cool.
Yeah.
This is going to work out great.
Yeah. Me, you, and your boyfriend.
That's funny because on my way here, that's my friend, ex-boyfriend, who's babysitting the kids.
Can you say his name?
Well, I'll say his first name, Rob. Yeah. I don't know. He might get excited. Can you say someone's whole name and not get sued? Name.
Well, there's nothing to sue him for. I said I want to fuck him, probably. I mean, if he's going to sue
Rob
me for...
Rob Pash. He's going to be so excited.
Rob Pash?
Yeah.
Okay.
He'll be so excited.
Google that motherfucker.
So as I was leaving, I was wearing clogs in the house. And I was like, I'm not sure, like, what kind of show this is, what my look should be. And he goes, sexy for sure. He goes, he's a real ladies' man.
Yeah, no way. He's being ironic.
No, he's really
God
not.
God damn it, I really got to meet this guy.
Yeah, you guys are going to, like, fall in love. It's going to be great.
I know.
Yeah, he's tall, you're tall.
I'll get his number after you, after the show.
He's going to be so excited.
Was he excited about that song? That was after you broke up, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he liked it. He came on tour for years with me and my kids as the babysitter.
Jesus.
And I'd get home from the show, get to the
hotel
after the show.
Is he still in love with you?
Nah, I don't think so.
He loves you.
He loves, for sure. We, you know, we have a platonic love.
Yeah.
I really think... I could be an old lady drooling. He'd spoon like broth into my mouth.
Yeah.
When I can't do anything else.
Yeah. And then watch you poo it out.
The worst part about this is I have kids, so this
they're
is
They're going to love this.
Yeah, they're going to love it. It's very normal
they're
for our house.
You said one of your kids, your son calls him dad. How many kids do you have?
Two. Just two.
And only twins. One of the twins calls him dad.
Yeah. Once I was driving him to school last year and Rex said, my son said, like, blah, 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 dad. And my daughter said, he's not our dad.
Oh, okay. Oh, one boy and one girl.
Yeah. All and right. Rex responded, I feel differently.
Like, twins so cool. Who feel differently.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. She calls him uncle.
Yeah. he's probably more of an uncle. I call myself Uncle Daddy to my kid because I'm, you know, I'm the best uncle to my kid. I let her do whatever she wants.
Well, I sometimes tease Rob that when my kids find out that I've been paying him.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I guilt him into giving me some
Even
free
dads
babysitting.
Dads need a little money every now and then. Was that like, did that song happen? We'll get back to songwriting.
Yeah.
Instead of this whole rap.
Yeah.
Thing. Jesus.
Yeah. You can cut all of that
No,
out.
I want it. but if you want anything cut out, I'll cut it out. But okay. I love everything.
Just in
so
case
far.
I have any fans left, I'd rather they think I never heard the word, you know, B-U-T-T. I like the idea that they imagine me to be this really classy, mysterious woman.
You want fans like that?
If they buy records,
fuck those
sure.
people. This is why I don't have any fans. Sometimes they send me notes. No.
Oh, really? Like.
Like, step it up a little bit.
Oh, really?
No, they didn't. Jeff Davis is out there.
He is?
Is he out there? Yeah, there he is.
Jeff!
Yeah.
Woohoo!
this is how we got you, Jeff
I know.
Davis. Yeah.
I know. I love Jeff Davis.
Yeah. Who doesn't? I mean, I hate him.
Did you ever date Jeff Davis?
No, no.
Because you like a handsome tall guy?
No, I he was too handsome for me. Like, I hated him when I first met him. Yeah. It was too
much. Did you think, how could he be funny if he looks like that?
Yeah, that's what impressed me, I think. Yeah.
Oh, that he was still funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That he could be funny. Yeah.
One of the dads.
And it made me hate him more, too.
Yeah. One of the dads at my kid's current school is tall, good looking. He's a comedian. Mm-hmm. Also, Rob was like, oh my God.
A famous comedian.
Not super famous, but you guys would know him. I thank God I don't know his name, because then I'd embarrass myself by saying I don't know his name.
What school?
This is terrible. Okay, back to songwriting.
I know, back to songwriting. So did that song just flow out of you?
That one did. That was one that just flowed.
And how does it usually go? Is it always different?
Yeah. I mean, the ones I tend to really like are the ones that just sort of fall out.
Yeah. I think that's the consensus, and but then like one of your favorite songwriters is Leonard Cohen, and it was huge, wasn't it? I read that it was.
I mean, I really respect him, but he's not one of my favorites. Tom Waits. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I saw that it was Tom Waits. Leonard Cohen came last. Randy Newman. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did Leonard Cohen not?
Tell the Tom Waits story. Hello,
Leonard. Hi, Jeff.
You know, you could text me notes.
But I was right here.
You should just be here, too.
Yeah, you can come in if you want. Yeah.
I won't interrupt. I'm just a fan.
Well, then why are you going to come in here if you're not going to interrupt?
To be closer.
Well, let me try and get... Oh, wait. So I did read that Leonard Cohen... It was in Wikipedia.
That's so weird. I've never read that. I'm too terrified.
Why do you
terrified.
Hate Leonard Cohen?
I don't hate him. But I did, I mean, God, he died so recently.
Yeah.
I had an English teacher in high school. She always said, speak no ill of the dead.
Oh, that's bullshit. I just shit on, who did I shit on the other day on Skull Juice?
Charles Fleischer.
Well, no, he's not dead yet, but he's close. Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, because he's kind of a hack stand-up wise, or he was. I liked him as an actor, you know.
Mm-hmm. I don't have an opinion really about that.
Yeah, you have an opinion about me saying that, though.
No, I just got scared.
Yeah, your English teacher really gets to you.
Well, just suddenly there was like rainbow suspenders is all I saw.
You're in the Mork days.
Yeah, Mork.
Yeah, but what was
yeah,
I
Leonard Cohen. I don't have anything bad to say, but I did see him live about 5, 6, 7 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and. After an hour, I was like, I'm done. I'm good. That was great.
Yeah.
Can it be over now?
Yeah.
He doesn't. It was like 3 hours.
Yeah. He's intense to listen to that.
Can you tell Dino or the listeners?
Oh, wait. I was getting somewhere. You said you were going to interrupt.
I'm going to start doing my Charles Fleischer impression. The Tom Waits story that I've heard you tell about you, like him kind of giving you like a boost of advice.
Yeah.
On songwriting?
He didn't give me advice. He gave me encouragement.
Oh, well, that's good.
I used to work the door for Chucky Weiss, who was my mentor.
Is he the person that Ricky Lee Jones wrote Chucky's in Love About?
Yes, he is. And so he played every Sunday night at this coffee shop called Highland Grounds, where I also was a waitress for a long time. And so one night he said, Tom's coming down. Wear your blue dress.
Oh, man.
Bring your guitar. I want him to hear you play. And... It's kind of sad because I also was meeting my parents for dinner that night.
And I didn't tell them
that I knew Tom Waits was coming to see me play.
Yeah.
So they didn't see that magical thing happen.
Oh, they didn't come?
No, they didn't come.
Oh, wow.
Because I didn't tell them. That's probably a good idea.
Probably better because then it would have been weird.
And then my dad would have been like grinning and taking pictures. But anyway, so I played this song that I still play. And when I left, there wasn't really a stage. But when I walked off, he said, that was beautiful. It was like Hank Williams.
Wow.
And I always think that's why I became a musician. Well, I didn't give up.
Yeah. So you were going to be a law student? And that was the moment you said, no, I'm going to be a singer, right?
Well, I decided by then that I was going to be a musician. But I kept going in despite all the rejection because I would think, well, Tom Waits thinks I'm good. And he was probably just being polite.
Well, now, if he would have said that to me, I would have said, why am I a crybaby? Because Hank Williams is a big crybaby. Every fucking song
hey,
is
dead.
Like,
that's not nice.
Every song, I love his songs, but yeah.
He's like the Robin Williams of country music.
No, he's not a hack, but he's just a crybaby. yeah, that's amazing.
What was the song you played for him?
Home. I don't have to play it. Yeah, it was called Home.
I want you to play it. I mean, you don't have to. I want you to do what you feel comfortable with.
What's your current favorite song? Because I have my favorite songs of yours.
Yeah.
That kind of go.
I was getting somewhere actually with the Leonard Cohen thing.
Sorry, oh.
Let's touch again.
Enchanted moment.
Because Leonard Cohen works really hard. He says sometimes it's like a job to him. It's like heavy lifting for him to write a song. Mm. And
yeah, didn't Hallelujah take like 10 years or something?
Yeah, he's got so many versions of them too, and all that. But every other songwriter I've read about or talked to, it's like the ones that really work are the ones that flow out of you.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure I have some that I toiled over. And I mean, some I should have toiled over longer. You know, I still think, you know, this song that I really like this song, but I'm sort of talking about memories of my childhood in relation to color.
Yeah.
My dad always wore this Pendleton shirt. And in the song, I say, Dad's red Pendleton shirt. But it wasn't red. It was plaid.
Yeah.
And then years later, I was like, why didn't I just say plaid?
Yeah,
it's also one syllable word. It drives me nuts.
D. Yeah.
Is that
so
it wasn't
dumb.
The time?
Yeah.
I love that song.
Thanks.
Maybe because red and Pendleton have the short E sound and flows.
No, there's no reason. Plaid. I just couldn't. Like somehow the word plaid hadn't come to me in time.
Or it would sound like alliteration.
Yeah, it rhymes with dad. Like he's just right there.
Or maybe it was too alliteration-y for you.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sticking
Pendleton.
Up for the past year.
Thank you.
Yeah. What was I just going to say about Leonard Cohen? And it's made me think, like you said, should I have been working harder on my songs? And now I'm second guessing.
But if I was going to, you know, wish I had written, the songs I would have loved to have written are not his.
Yeah.
You know, more would be a Randy Newman song
yeah,
or a Tom Waits song.
Yeah. When you listen to someone else's song at first, do the words jump out at you? And do you understand all the words usually? Or is it just kind of the overall feeling of?
I'm definitely a word person. What was that band in the 90s that? That didn't like their
words.
the words didn't matter. It didn't make sense, or something. They weren't really words.
I don't know. Nirvana.
It starts with a P.
Pixies.
No.
Pavement.
No,
Pavement.
No. Pavement's words are weird, but I like. I only know one of their records.
Yeah.
No, Portishead. That.
Oh,
one.
Portishead. Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah, they're all about the mood.
Yeah, and yeah. That wasn't enough for me.
Yeah.
I couldn't get into it because
no.
The words matter to me.
No, it matters to me too, but I found that it hits me like poetry first, and I don't really know the meaning, but I like the words and how they come out and how they sound.
Yeah,
and,
for sure.
And then I like, you know, look them up and read them.
Yeah, I like you and like Robbie Faulks, like words are really important, but they're not. You don't get super hung up on rhymes, and like you kind of like the words can be whatever they want to be. It's not mm-hmm. like it. Some people care in the wrong way about words. I feel like and like I
hate a cheap rhyme. Is that what you mean?
Oh yeah, cheap rhyme is the worst.
Yeah.
unless it's like tongue in cheek, like Jonathan Richmond will do that a lot. Yeah. Do you like Jonathan?
Yeah, I don't have his records, but I've seen him play, and it's almost painful because you're smiling so much while you watch.
And he boils everything down to where you're going to understand every word of his songs. You know?
Yeah.
He really wants to get at you. It's almost like he's just speaking to you and just like giving speeches instead of
singing. Do you like
singing.
His records?
I do. I do like them. Yeah.
There's this newish band. I started teaching songwriting.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my students recommended this band, and they're really good.
What is it?
Called Big Thief.
Big Thief?
And they have this song, Paul. And two of the songs I really love, Paul and Masterpiece. And I'm like, what is this about? What does this mean?
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me that I can't tell, right. But I definitely feel sort of intrigued by it.
A lot of Leonard Cohen, a lot of Dylan, you don't really know.
Like Tangled Up in Blue. Yeah. I played Tangled Up in Blue for my students thinking, well, this will be boring. They already know this song. They didn't know it. Hmm. And one response was, that's not really a song, is it?
Whoa, what's their criteria? It has too much music.
Well, that There's student no rapping. Is at, I'm teaching at three different places, and that student is at the for-profit college that you know, is very pop-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually the worst qualified for that.
Well, what are you teaching, songwriting or theory?
Yeah, I don't know any theory.
Songwriting, yeah.
Songwriting, yeah.
That's got to be a trip to teach songwriting.
Yeah. I also teach in a prison.
I don't even know how to go about it.
You teach in a prison?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I teach in a women's prison. I'm supposed to start in a men's prison, too.
No, don't go there. Don't go there. That's too dangerous. No, they'll take care of you. They got guns.
I'm not as worried about
the cops
being hurt as I am about like someone flirting with me and me being like, okay, I'll bring in a file for you.
I'll make you a cake with a file.
I'm very susceptible to compliments.
Oh my God, that is hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Tom Waits, all he had to say was, you're good and now you're a fucking musician.
I know. I should have gone.
Idiot. Yeah.
So true.
No, you got good stuff. You got good
this is Church behind you, Eleni. Have you guys met
yet? No. Hi. Nice
Church to meet you. Church is Jeff's girlfriend, and she takes pictures.
And she's a singer and songwriter.
In that order.
Awesome.
and she's a great singer.
In reverse order of that. do you know Clifford T. Ward?
Mm-mm.
He's a 70s guy, and listen to him. He picks really unusual words, like there's a song called Wherewithal, and he uses the word like nonpareil. Like to describe a girl in another song called Home Thoughts from Abroad. It's really I thought you might know him. Like he loves words, but does them weird.
Yeah, I like that. I just discovered because I was watching Masters of None, the end, like sort of the end scene into the credits of one of the episodes was this song. And I was like, oh my God, that's the most beautiful song ever. It's Bobby Charles. And this guy from the 70s also, he wrote a lot of big, he's a New Orleans guy, and he wrote See You Later, Alligator.
Mm, wow.
And then so much earlier, and then in the 70s, he released a solo record. And the song is called I Guess I'm in a Good Place Now. And they're not clever lyrics at all. They're really kind of corny and basic, but it sounds so sad.
Yeah,
I love that.
Can you play a bit? Like, you don't know?
I don't know how to play it, but it's... But he even talks about rainbows at one point and like the apple trees and
that brings up an interesting point. Like, do you ever write something where you're like, this is going to come out more in the performance than it is in the songwriting? Because I've had a couple of songs like that where I'm like,
well, no, I don't think of it that way. But that same song I mentioned earlier, Little Joy, I played it for a friend of mine, a very honest friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I can't think of another way to say it. Tell me. Is this okay? And I played it, and she said, you got to change that. That's really bad. But I couldn't, so I kept it. And then I was recording it in London. I had opened for Nick Lowe for a few weeks, and his producer and I became really close friends and decided to work together. So I was in London, and Nick came down to the studio, and he actually knew my friends that had told me it was terrible. And he said, well, she's an artist. This is for normal people.
But no, I think you're the artist and she's... What do you mean, change it?
Well, he liked it anyway. He gave me a stamp of approval. So that's why that song's out.
Yeah, yeah. Is this... That's the Tom Waits song. The one that Tom Waits heard?
No.
Oh. When did you bring that up? I'm sorry. No, no. I'm a bad interviewer. what was the story behind
that? Behind Little Joy, writing about your kids.
Oh, right.
And that it's not interesting to people.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's a great song, though.
Thank you.
I love that song.
Someone once told me to change the words to a song, and I did. And then I played it on this show, and I told the person who I was interviewing that I changed those lyrics, and he's like, "Why'd you change them? You should change them back." But I didn't change them back. But
are you okay with it?
Yeah, because it's kind of you know, they were crass lyrics. It's about your you know, it's the old. It's about your it's about being romantic or not being romantic. The line is, "Sex and love are strangers in my head." And nature's call. That's what I changed it to. Mm-hmm. But it used to be sex and love are strangers in my head and in my balls. which I don't usually mind, but it didn't go with the rest of the song. You know,
that's funny.
It was kind of a sweeter song.
When I was just starting out, I had the song that was like my big song for just starting out. So if a bunch of guys were talking while I was performing, I'd play this song and everyone would, there'd be a hush all over the crowd. And I would say, you know, "You're this and you're that. And I fucked your boyfriend on your mother's filthy kitchen floor." And everyone would be like, "Oh." And
she's dreamy.
Yeah. And Chucky Weiss, my mentor, he said, "You got to stop doing that. That's just a cheap way to get attention. And, you know, don't do that anymore." And I never did it again.
Wow.
Could never even play that song for you now. And I kind of agree with it.
Yeah.
But that's just my thing.
Yeah. I mean, every once in a while, you gotta stop everyone talking, though. But I guess, you know, now you've learned to do it with just your pretty songs.
Well, I also feel like, I mean, I don't. It's definitely a struggle as a performer when your audience isn't with you.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess you have to take responsibility for that, you know, and realize also, you know, you're at a club. People want to have fun.
Do you ever try and write a crowd pleaser? I usually ask this, and I always know the answer.
No.
It's always no.
Well, because if you could, you would have 9,000 crowd pleasers. And you'd have
I want to be loved.
I feel,
if I could, I would.
I feel like there's a great Robbie Fulk song that his big hit – if he has a hit, but you know, it's like the one about drinking all night. What's that one? He has a lot of songs about drinking, but or just going out. Let's Kill Saturday Night.
Yeah.
And it, you know, at its surface, it sounds like, yeah, let's party kind of song, but it's really it's about how worthless a Saturday night really is, you know, and not what a loser you are for going out on a Saturday night. But
that's a good title.
Yeah. It seemed like, and I wish I asked him this, that he really set out to write a crowd pleaser, because it really is. But maybe he just, you know, followed his heart like everyone else does.
I feel like all of his songs are crowd pleasers. I saw him play at the Troubadour, and he was like second to last in a big package show. And the final band was this teeny bopper, like all the people that were there to see this last band, and they couldn't follow him. He had, you know, middle-aged bluegrass guys on stage.
But I think it's valid to have like one song like that to just kind of get everyone kind of riled up and together, you know. So I don't think it's a cheat to have a song like "You're I'm gonna
maybe
fuck
I should
you.
Bring it back.
Yeah,
I got a cassette of it somewhere.
Yeah, are you playing anywhere soon? This isn't the end of the podcast. I'm just interested now.
No, but I probably will. I have some singles coming out soon.
Oh, really?
Soon-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah, sort of an experiment with my label.
Cool.
You still work with Living Sisters, or is that?
Yeah, Living Sisters are playing a party.
That's Inara. So,
yeah, Inara George, Alex Lilly. And Becky Stark.
And Becky Stark.
And me.
Do you like playing solo in harmonizing with your guitar more, or do you like the vocal harmony stuff with a group?
I love performing all kinds of ways. I think singing harmony is like a religious thing. It's just the best.
Well, that'll bring us back to songwriting. Do you ever write songs thinking about the harmony?
No, never. But if I write a particularly stupid song, I think, well, the Living Sisters could do this.
Make it sound good with three other people.
Because everybody, like, harmony just hooks people.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can be silly or cute or lighthearted. It doesn't really work.
Do the Living Sisters write together?
No, we haven't.
Have you ever written with anyone?
I have. I don't feel like it's really that I'm not as good as at it as I'd like.
Yeah, I wrote with someone once, and it was only because I didn't really play an instrument. And so I would write lyrics and kind of have a melody, and then he'd put music to it. That seemed very natural. But now I don't know how I would go about writing with someone. Like, do we each take a verse or what?
I give my – I actually come up with crazy assignments for my students and make them write in pairs. And I think what works about it – because they come up with great stuff. But I'll say, like, okay, here's 10 words. Choose five. One has to be in your title. You have 20 minutes. And because they have to work so quickly – and they're given these parameters, then you just don't have time to be precious.
Yeah, you get out of the way.
Or be self-conscious. You just go.
Lou Reed always says, get out of the way of songwriting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when if I'm just trying to write something meaningful with another person looking at me, forget it.
Yeah. I know. Like, there's no way. You know, I've told this story on this podcast, but I heard XTC was doing an interview, Andy Partridge, and someone asked him, do you guys all write together? And he's like, God, no. I mean, I was at a hotel once, and there was a British heavy metal group there. And the lead guy said, all right, lads, gather around the swimming pool. It's lyric time. It's just like, what kind of fucking songs are they going to
be? Yeah. Yeah. By the way, this is not pertinent exactly. Sort of is. Mm-hmm. But for many, many years, maybe 20 years, I've had an idea for a game show. And I feel like
I can't believe she's pitching me right now.
I feel like this is kind of perfect for you guys. The show is called Change My Mind. And it's for, you know, like you brought, this is what reminded me. You said XTC.
Yeah.
I have no idea what they sound like.
Oh, yeah.
Never listened to them.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if I like him or not, but like, I don't like Jethro Tull.
Right.
So if you love Jethro Tull, we'd go on the show together and your job would be to change my mind.
Oh yeah.
What do you think?
Can you also change somebody's mind out of loving a band that you hate? Like, can you also? Like,
yeah, sure.
Right. I can prove to you that you actually don't like Rush. Yeah.
Well, wasn't there like on the Dating Game, there was like the main part and maybe like a little side? No.
I like proving that you don't like something. There's Louis C.K. had a bit that we never did for the Dana Carvey show where it was a news story about how scientists proved that kittens weren't cute.
That's funny.
And just like little girls throwing away their posters and shit like that.
I feel like that happens a lot for me with movies where, you know, in the moment, like the music makes you cry or something. And then when it's over, you start talking about it, you're like, God, I actually hated that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I was like sucked into Legends of the Fall
with Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt, yeah.
It's musical swells get you.
I was like, greatest movie when I was watching it. And I'm like, what? Legends of the Fall?
Yeah, I cried in the theaters hard at Pretty Woman. But it's all music. It's not about storytelling at all.
Yeah. Why don't musicians get paid more?
Exactly.
We sell the movie.
Yeah. And are the songs good? Or are they just...
Oh, there's too many songs now in movies, don't you think?
Yeah.
And at gas stations everywhere.
Did you ever write a song for a movie?
I have.
Yeah?
What
was that situation?
One movie was... I was asked to, you know, submit for this. They were using a Green Day song.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't afford it. And they needed needed a character at a graduation to sing something like this Green Day song. I can't even remember what the Green Day song was. And I listened to the song one time, and then I wrote a song called Forget Me. You know, the idea is like, you know, sort of the free, not forever young kind of vibe, but sort of like you're going to go on and graduate and go down this road and what's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they liked it so much, they had me record it with Green Day's producer.
Uh-huh.
And I actually like this song, but it sounds nothing like me.
Yeah.
It's so big, you know, like lots of guitar tracks.
That's interesting. Yeah. Was it an easy song to write?
It was.
Yeah.
It took like 5-10 minutes.
Yeah. It's like, it's just right, like writing a parody or something.
It's probably any.
Yeah.
Forget me, you're on your way. We don't have to stay in touch. I can't really remember. You remember someday. Till then, it doesn't matter that much. You know.
Yeah.
Can't really remember it.
that's apropos.
Forget the tears we cried. The guy, what's his name, who's in, has that show, Love? You guys are probably friends with him. He's a comedian.
Jake Johnson?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
Oh, I'm thinking of Girl or Girlfriend or something like that. I forget.
I don't know.
I have a big nose. I'm not in it.
No, huge.
Huger than mine?
Yeah, much bigger.
Jesus.
Anyway,
what the fuck is going on?
Oh, Paul Rust?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, I've never seen the show.
I've seen his nose.
I live in their old apartment.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, Paul and Leslie Arfin, they're my ex-neighbors and friends. And
okay, so you know. So he was
his
the star.
His nose isn't bigger than yours.
Well, he's smaller than me.
he was the star of this movie that I wrote the song for. I Love You, Beth Cooper. That was the movie.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
If the movie had been a huge hit, I would not have been willing to be on the show.
Oh, that's great.
I'm kidding.
I love that. No, you would have been, you're big. I mean, I have so many friends who talk about you all the time.
Aww.
Yeah. This guy.
If I can pay compliments over the top, I've seen you play, I saw you play, is it the bootleg? Was it theater?
Yeah, sure.
And you're playing, there was a band that had a 4-piece band in front of you, and then there was a 5-piece band after you, and again, you were in the middle of it, but you just alone with a guitar, not only are your songs good, your voice, and it's the patter in between the songs, just there's so much relaxation and control, you don't look at all stage Friday or whatever. You love being up there, it looks like.
I do.
I figured it out. Jeff is just trying his whole life to get everyone to write a song about him. Have you ever written a song about Jeff?
No.
If you did, it would go a little something.
It goes a little something like, he's got great suits and he's really tall.
Dino hated him. Add that.
He's got da 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 da.
And Dino Rao hated him. I just want to make you play songs.
Do you guys want to hear a prison song?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I'll think of a way to bring it back to songwriting.
Well, no, I wrote. Yeah, sure.
Well, wait, no, tell me. No, you're going to say you're going to tell a story.
Well, it's funny. I've been working at the prison for about 6 months, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot to work with there. Just like the prison world, as you learn more about the ins and outs, and then the
mostly
names.
Mostly the ins.
The names of people, the things. You know, for someone to come to my class, they have to get a ducat. I'm like, a ducat? Is that a real word?
Yeah.
It's a ducat.
What
like
does
a
it
ticket?
Mean?
Or, you know, once I was walking on my way to the classroom, and I was like, why is everyone sitting on the ground? It's so cold out. They're like, oh, it's yard down. So if you're an inmate, you're all sitting, and then there's these other citizens just roaming, you know, doing whatever their job is at the prison. And it's so strange. It's like science fiction film.
Yeah.
I just love that phrase, yard down. And
so you wrote a song called Yard Down?
I did write a song called Yard Down, but I haven't figured out if it's okay to do that song.
Why?
Because I use a lot of names. None of them are real names because everyone has a nickname, and mm-hmm. the nicknames are so awesome.
Yeah.
It's just hard not to use the real nicknames.
Yeah.
So there's a...
I think you could do it. They waived their rights when they they shot someone.
Well, but I don't want them to get out and, you know...
Oh, kill you.
...want money or take revenge.
Yeah.
Definitely sing all the names right now on a podcast.
Yeah, no one listens to this podcast.
I don't actually know that song by heart, so I can't do it.
I think they'd love it, though, right?
But there's
to be immortalized.
There's
like
a woman named Twilight, Mooney, Pooch, Scrappy.
I mean, these people want to be immortalized.
Aren't these great names? Yeah. You can't.
Twilight.
I know. Twilight's kind of my favorite. She said she got the name because she used to play poker and she would get sort of a blank look on her face. And they're like, called her Twilight for that.
Yeah. She just got spaced out.
Yeah. She gets spaced out. And I'd be like, okay, Twilight. I don't think of Twilight as like space out time, but.
No. They don't, you know, prisoners don't know words.
I'm just glad it wasn't because of like the Twilight movie series. Like,
that probably is what it was.
Oh, really?
Okay. I like the other one where it was just about she had a Twilight look on her face.
Or you know when you get put under but not all the way, they call it Twilight. Maybe that's what
it
is.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I just had a colonoscopy.
Did you get Twilight?
I did not. There was no Twilight, actually.
Did you get
Scrappy? I went from being wide awake till it was over.
Did you like any of it?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm not a stranger to things up my butt. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to brag.
This is all coming full circle.
Yeah.
I mean, like, please cut out that part about the you know what.
We're not cutting anything out. This is all fucking gold.
Right, play us your prison song.
Okay, so this is it's called Circumstance. I think it's a little. You guys tell me what you think. I won't ruin it. And then we can.
I'm brutally honest. He just likes everything.
I live in gray and blue. That's the colors they choose. Voice says to stop. You have to drop to the ground until they say you can get back up. This is my circumstance. Standing around. Circumstance. Standing around, I left my babies behind. Now they're growing up, but they're not mine anymore. He said to take his word, so I followed him all the way to where I am, inside my circumstance, standing around, circumstance. Circumstance. If you set me free, I live by the beach, I wash myself in the salty sea.
Specific to say about this. When you played the first song about your ex-boyfriend, I was thinking, God, you know, it's so great. This is why I love shows like Storytellers. When you hear a story and it enriches the song like that, I think kind of the opposite is true with this one. Like the images are so cool if you don't know what it's about in some way.
Yeah,
like if I heard you play that on stage and I didn't know it was about prison, it just makes you look like like, way more of a poet than you like
than you are.
I agree. That song is better if I afterwards I say that's about.
Yeah, exactly.
Going in.
Yeah, it's better if you talk about it afterwards.
Did
one of the
it's great.
Did one of the inmates say the word circumstance, or did you apply that to them?
No, I was thinking about one of them. I was sitting one on one with her, trying to get her to write a song, and they're like, "Oh, I don't know how." I'm like, "Well, what are you thinking about freedom?" They're all, of course, and I'm like, "Okay, let's four lines, say some,
Yeah.
And then they just say, "I'd write it down." I'm like, "Okay, what rhymes with that?" And they actually can be really profound without they're not really trying, and then so she had written two verses about what she wants to do when she's out and she gets free, and I said, "Well, for the third verse, it might be cool if you talk about." You could say something like, "I used to be this person and now I'm this person." I didn't mean anything to do with her crime.
Yeah.
But, when I was a little girl, I was this way. Now I'm an old woman. I'm this way. And she just said, "Oh, I don't want to talk about that. I'm not a criminal. It just happened."
And then you said, "I'll talk about it. I'll sing
about it." I was thinking about that later. Like, just happened. It was just, circumstantial. And then I love words.
Yeah.
So then I was thinking about the word circumstance and the root. Circle.
Yeah.
And stand. It's so cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Standing around.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's where that comes from?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't get that.
I love language. I should have been a linguist.
Well, no. It's better to be a songwriter.
They probably make more money, though.
Linguists? For what?
Think? I'm a professor.
Well, how do you, what kind of job? A professor?
Webster's Dictionary? I don't know.
You write it once and it's over.
You could be making that Noam Chomsky money.
See?
I love the writer who's like, "I'm a dictionary writer." What? You're done. Your job's done. What do you mean you're a dictionary writer? And they never say that.
You've never met a dictionary.
I'm so mad at that guy.
Yeah, philology.
Philology?
Ooh.
Philology, yeah.
You could grab a mic.
I love that.
I'm going to go out and use the church. Take my spot.
This is such a laid-back show. It's not even a show.
How do you do it? Do you have a producer who edits it down like that?
Nope.
Bad.
Nope. It's all
this. This is up raw.
So choose your words.
Oops.
No, but if you really wanted to cut the poop thing out, you can, but I think it's
great.
Well,
you said poop, not me.
You said butt.
I said butt.
And wipe. Not in that
bad.
Order.
Bad.
Do you have any questions for...
You knew the word philology.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, because I'm obsessed with words and their root. And like, I feel like when you know the origin of a word, this whole other story opens up.
Yes, exactly.
Are you part Greek?
No, I was wondering, when are you going to ask me about my name?
Well, because she's half Greek. And then and then you're talking about words and your name is Eleni.
And
I'm as Greek as they come, except for, someone.
I'm honorary Greek.
Yeah.
My parents were in Greece when my mother was pregnant with me.
Oh, okay.
They were trying to find a name.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then, of course, everybody's named Eleni in Greece.
Yeah, it means Greece.
I know. It's so weird.
Yeah.
I've never been.
Oh, really?
I have a really good reason to go.
We should go. Me, you, and your boyfriend and in church
so
and Jeff.
Romantic.
And... Yeah. You guys are all fucked.
Yeah, in my class last week, I had each student write down a word. They're like, "What kind of word?" I'm like, "A cool word. Write down a word." And then I wrote them on the board, and one guy said umbra, which I'd never heard, which is in Latin. Well, it has to do with shadow, like the darkest part of an eclipse, and comes from the Latin word shade.
Oh.
Umbrella.
Yeah. Well, that's the first thing that came in my mind, umbra, of course.
Yeah.
I'm not so dumb.
I was.
I put a word that I had just learned like a week before. And it just makes me think I should keep learning words because I'm using them. But natant means floating in liquid.
Are you going to do one of those like tanks?
Oh,
flotation tank?
Like in
the isolation?
Yeah.
Like
altered
tanks?
States?
I've always wanted to do that.
Yeah, I've been do drugs.
That would I think that would be a nightmare for me.
I don't think I could do it on drugs. Yeah.
I don't think I'm really claustrophobic, but I think I would get bored and just like listening.
Yeah, and you're gonna, and then you'd think just of a, like a song lyric, and everything would be wet, and you
yeah, I couldn't write it down.
Yeah, like a nightmare.
Well, I guess that's over. I guess we're done here.
Well, that's kind of what happens. I run out of things to say.
Well, what's your favorite song?
My favorite.
I mean, that's such a dumb question. What's your favorite song? Like the first thing that comes to your mind?
Yeah, I mean, usually "Sweet Jane" comes to my head.
Really?
Yeah,
Photo that's Autograph. Interesting.
But
I've played that for a few 19-year-olds who are like, I've kind of heard of the Velvet Underground. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's a fun song to play. It's got like a good riff and.
Yeah.
I mean, Lou Reed just used to just sit and just play it and think of new lyrics all the time.
Really?
Yeah. There's I could get back to songwriting. do you have like some like, cause your songs are so melodic and pretty. Do you have like songs that are just kind of like riff, the same riff over and over again that you kind of leave?
I do have a couple songs like that.
And do you think of that first or like, do you think lyrics first or music first?
I sometimes write down words that I like or I'll come up with a title idea.
Yeah.
Mostly when things work, it's just an accident. It all happens together.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like every song seems to just start with like someone had an idea, whether it's like, oh, this, like what you were describing about thinking about circumstance. And because that started a pondering kind of situation, then it's like, oh, well, then do you sit down and you strum and kind of see where it goes? Or do you sit down with a pen? But it seems like everybody I've heard come through here is always like, oh, this thing happened, and it becomes an idea and a catalyst for then a song to be written. But do you ever sit down and go, I'm going to write a song about this?
I sort of have had assignments to do that. I wrote a song about I was given a photograph and, you know, for sort of an art project to write a song about it, and had to, you know, look at this picture and in that kind of way, or like writing for that movie.
Right.
But I mean, and there have been times where I've sat down with no ideas, nothing in my head, and something has come from it. But most of the time it's because I'm pondering a word or.
I know Robbie Fulks has said he's
or a feeling.
Yeah. Sorry. Didn't
interrupt. No.
He said he's like a good way of changing it up a little bit is just to pick up a guitar and just start playing things and see what comes out of that. You know.
Yeah, I guess there's so many ways to do it. A lot of times I'll be driving. I've written songs I really like while I'm driving, and I just start singing to myself.
Yeah, it's always the inopportune times where the good stuff comes too.
Yeah.
Or if I'm like sleeping next to someone, and I gotta wake them up by singing into my phone or something.
I wonder who you were sleeping
next to. It could be a million people. You know me. I got a woman under each arm.
That's
not
so funny.
On.
I can't wait to tell him. I told that story you wanted me to tell.
Yeah. Well,
but I said I would never do that. It's too dumb.
Yeah. I want you to tell it twice. Tell it again. He's going to hear this. He's a big fan of both of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he probably will.
I don't think he knows this podcast because no one does, but
he knows that he's going to be looking for it, believe me.
Yeah. All right, good. Rob, maybe. Right?
Mm-hmm. Good old Rob.
Good old Rob. Tell him I said hi, Rob.
Oh, he's going to love that. Yeah.
All right, do you want to play the song that you have a good riff for?
You're gonna, sure.
You look disappointed. You don't want to end on that.
It's just, it's an older song, but people still like it.
You don't have to end
it. This is my crowd pleaser.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Are you sick of playing it?
Finally.
It's actually, well, you know what? It's all in the thumb, so I haven't played in a while, so I might not be that good at it. See, I'm just.
Well, if you text a lot, you should have that muscle going.
Oh. I don't text that way.
You don't?
No, because I took typing 1 and typing 2 in 7th grade. So to use thumbs makes no sense.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I took typing too, but I never learned.
tell you what was a cold blue sofa and an oriental rug when your man got down and your man told me, let's go.
I know this song.
But, what'd you say?
I know this song.
Oh, you do?
I love this song.
Oh, thanks. I thought for a second you said, I hate this song.
I did
no,
too.
No, I love this song.
I was
song.
Like,
I think she did, and then she changed it up when you stopped. She couldn't help it.
Listen later, you'll see that it was an interruption of love.
I think. Pauline, more than a memory, girl. Gotta tell you what. Smells like a magazine, tastes like a watermelon. Looks like you got a problem. It felt like love when he pulled me near. I was bored in spring, I was looking for a thrill. In your pale summer dress and your catalog skirt, I wore black, I wore heels, I wore an oxblood t-shirt. Pauline, more than a memory, girl. Gotta tell you what. The lamp looked down while the record player turned out was sweet and pretty like a Chinese glamour girl. It felt like love when he pulled me near. I was bored in spring, I was looking for a thrill. In your pale summer dress and your catalog skirt, I wore black, I wore heels, I wore a tight red t-shirt. Pauline, more than a memory, girl. Gotta tell you what, Pauline, more than a memory, girl. Gotta tell you what was a cold blue sofa and an oriental rug when your man got down and your man told me. When your man got down and your man told me. When your man got down and your man told me, let's go.
Now, did you say you started with that riff, or
did I did?
You,
yeah,
yeah. And then,
I didn't know where it was going.
Yeah, and the word just
and
came,
it didn't go anywhere.
Came
it
out.
Just kept going.
It's great. It's great.
I yeah. love it though.
Like, thank you.
I want recordings of you just playing your guitar like with nothing else, just your voice.
Thanks.
Do you have money in that? No.
Well, I did a lot.
I would pay.
I did a lot of tours just by myself in the last.
I'd pay you $300.
5 years, 4 years, and I think people get tired of it.
I don't. I love it. My favorite concerts is just a guy with a guitar or a woman with a.
I love that too. I mean, when you go to see Tom Waits plays, he plays with a band, and then they leave, and he's just by himself. And you're like,
yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
It's a special kind of person who likes that.
I think I became a much better performer when I started touring alone again.
Yeah.
Because I loved my band so much. I adore them. And was very sad when I sort of had to give them up or when they got jobs and had families. But I was always more self-conscious when I played with them because I just would think, oh, they're tired of me talking, or they're rolling their eyes. Or
I got the same thing going on. In fact, Io comes out and says, "You talk too much during songs."
Oh,
people don't. You're the momentum's changing. You're throwing it off.
Jeez.
Yeah, but she's one of my closest friends.
I feel like it drives me nuts when an artist doesn't talk.
Yeah, I like that. I like it when they talk.
Yeah,
but
I want to feel like I'm getting something special.
It's a different muscle that you get playing with a band than you do on your own. You certainly like, you know, when I play by myself and I make a mistake, I could cover for it. You know, if I make a mistake with the band, I'm lost, and then they're lost.
Really?
And
see, I'd rather make mistakes with the band.
Yeah, because they could cover it for
you. Yeah, and also people probably think it wasn't me.
Yeah.
Because they think I know the stuff.
I know, but I'm too transparent. I'll stop everything.
Oh, really? Yeah. I just keep going.
I'm like, sorry, I fucked up.
That's interesting. I would have thought that playing with a band, maybe this is because I don't play and I'm just a singer. So when I'm up there, like, it's just me on a mic. But with a band, I feel like there's something to interact with, you know, in front of an audience, and there's more than just you as the focal point on stage.
I guess,
if it's
yeah.
you with a guitar, and the whole audience is focused solely on you, I would have thought that that would have felt like more pressure. But I guess it makes sense that you say you have more control
yeah.
at that point.
Yeah. I think it's both. Yeah. I think it's both, for sure.
And you know, it depends who you're with. You know, a lot of, you know, my band doesn't like talking a lot during, you know, or reacting. They just want to get to the music, you know.
Yeah, I would always, when I would rehearse with my band, I find at some point I would get self-conscious, you know, because I was singing personal songs about a guy I liked or something. And
yeah.
rejected me, and I was crying and whatever. And then I realized they don't listen to the lyrics at all.
No,
they
no.
don't care.
No, Raj, the Michael Regilio, who's in the band that I'm in. I got to quit calling it my band. He like months after, like after we recorded, you know, some of the songs, he's like, oh, I just listened to those words. Those are crazy words. We've been playing this forever.
Yeah.
But conversely, I'm like, wow, Io, you were playing bass during that song. Raj, you're playing guitar.
Yeah,
I didn't.
Did you record at Sheldon's?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's
great.
My good buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he's a good guy. I think we recorded some here, but most of it was there at Sheldon's. Yeah. So you've recorded there with him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I pretty much only recorded there for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
But he played bass with me.
Yeah.
Many moons ago.
Right. Yeah. He was a good musician, right? Or he
yeah.
probably still is. I don't know.
He can't play anymore.
I know. I was going to ask. That's why I was kind of fumfering around. I'm like, how's yeah. he doing? I love him.
Yeah.
But he's sick.
Yeah. Yeah, he has MS.
MS, yeah.
But he's you know, I actually talked to him yesterday, and he was saying he had to get some tests done or something. I said, well, you sound cheerful. He only gets angry at inanimate objects, like if his computer
yeah.
crashes,
oh,
he
yeah.
goes ballistic.
No, he hates it. He hates
but
it.
He's dealing with this such a serious situation, and
yeah.
he's always very cheerful about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he's got a good sense of humor about it.
Yeah. Well.
You have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll get mad if the trash cans aren't in the right place.
Right, you know? Right. Well, he's OCD, right?
I don't know.
Was he OCD before, or is it now because he's in a wheelchair and he needs everything in the
know.
Right place?
I don't know.
This is not about songwriting at all.
Yeah, I don't know.
What else?
What else?
We got 74 minutes. We're doing good. This
songs.
Is one of the longer ones.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Should we wrap it up?
Can I give a request?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either Lamplow or It Wasn't the Time.
Those are those are not my songs. Oh.
Yeah, I could do those. Should I do them?
Yeah. We're gonna bootleg this.
I was hearing something squeak. I think it
That was me, sorry.
No, I think it was me because I kept trying to adjust when I was playing Pauline so that I would stop squeaking.
Squeak.
It wasn't the time, it was the color. My mother wore a yellow dress, carrying my brother. The summer always stung bright like metal. The bank was built with green glass. I felt so forgettable. One look and he'll remember. One look and he'll remember. It wasn't the time, it was the color. Dad in his red pants.
satin shirt, shag carpet, brown sofa. The summer always hot, white and still. He asked if I would kiss him goodbye. I knew the answer, I will. One look, one look, one look, and he'll remember. One look, one look, one look, and he'll remember. It wasn't the time, it was the color. Tastes far away, it feels like gray. I miss the sound, I'll miss it forever. The summer always empty and yellow. He kissed me that day by the pizza place. I felt so forgettable. One look, one look, one look, and he'll remember. One look, one look, one look, and he'll remember.
Yeah.
Thanks. So, back to what we were talking about before, writing from thoughts about, you know, words or ideas or whatever. I had gotten an email from the first guy I ever kissed, and it said, "Do you remember me?" from Sepulveda Junior High. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God.
Wow.
He wants to know if I remember him. Wow. Like, I haven't stopped talking about that, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And he was really popular and really handsome.
So you weren't his first.
Oh no. Yeah. Oh no. and it was like a week after the last day of school, my friends and I went to the beach on the bus, and we were waiting for them, for one of my friend's mother, in front of Straw Hut Pizza in Van Nuys and Ventura. See, it was like a big deal, this kiss. And then he and his friend were on the bus after us, and they saw us and called out the window, and then they got out of the bus and came over. So we were like chatting, and then my friend said, "My mom's here," and she ran off. And he said, "Aren't you going to kiss me goodbye?" And I was trying to be brave, so I was like, "Okay." And he slipped me the tongue, and I was like, "Whoa." And I never saw him or spoke to him again until I got that email. And he had seen like a thing, a blurb about me in the Amoeba Records pamphlet they hand out.
Yeah.
So then he ended up coming to a show, and so I wanted to write about it.
Yeah.
But how do you write about, "You were my first kiss. It was so great. You were so handsome."
Yeah, yeah.
"And now you're not." Actually, he's still kind of handsome, but you know, there were like all of the things you dream about somebody or imagine about them, and then reality 30 years later or 20 years later.
Yeah.
And then I was at this flea market couple weeks after, you know, day after day, like, how do I write about it, trying things. And then I saw this pile of t-shirts, and it reminded me of the colors from the 80s when I was a teenager. And that's how that.
Wow, that's ideas. Pretty cool. Yeah. It's great when you could make it abstract and yet give it a lot of meaning.
I love that. Yeah. I love that whole process. It's so fun.
Yeah. What was the other song that he...
Oh, Moon Glow. But maybe instead of that one, I'll do another. Can I do another
like
one?
Yeah, I like it when he doesn't get his way.
I second that.
So this is about, this was part of the assignment. My friend was doing, she gave a bunch of us, friends of hers, a photograph that was going to be in an art show, and she was trying to do a music thing for it. So she gave me this photograph, and my job was to write a song inspired by the photograph. And it was a picture of a cowboy with his jacket on fire. Mm-hmm. I was like, God, what am I going to do with this thing? And I just wrote down "man on fire." And then the day before that, I had bumped into this guy that I had a thing for when I was a busboy. And he was a waiter. He was my waiter. I was his busboy. And we hadn't seen each other in a really long time. And we were both with our kids at the park, you know. And it was just one of those things where, anyway, that's all I'll say about it.
Yeah.
But so even though the assignment was for that photograph and I got the title from that, it's sort of, I found my way into it. That.
Right.
Do that. You still have those bright eyes. You still have those spacious skies. Your hands are still dirty and rough. Your hair's turning gray, but you're still tough. You seek electricity. You still turn a light on in me. Your foot's out the door, but you're on the top floor, filled with desire like a man on fire. I still want the good stuff. Your light when it flashes, the sun on my window, I still wanna feel like I'm strong and I'm real. Your laugh and your smile like a man on fire. It's blue where the heart is pouring. I wanna feel the heat, I want different story. You play like a movie. The backdrop, the mountains, sheet of shining sea. Your twists and your turns are just lines that you've learned. You were once young and wild, then you got burned like a man on fire.
That's perfect, perfect song.
With thanks.
A perfect story behind it to end my yeah. podcast.
Woo!
Finally.
We made it. It's going to be the perfect length when you cut out those parts.
Yeah. What do you want to cut out? The wipe the butt thing.
No, it's like peppered all over, so you can't even cut it out.
I know.
It's going to be the title.
That's why. That's how I do it. do you have anything to plug?
Gosh, I wish I did.
Not a lot of people listen, but
it
doesn't matter.
Do you just have a website? Some singles coming out probably the end of the summer. Some new stuff coming out. That song recorded.
Nice.
And
With what? How many more instruments are on it?
Fucking
nightmare.
No, it's not too bad. but there's some clarinet, some bass clarinet, which is real pretty.
All right.
Real okay. pretty.
All right. Well, we got this version.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. Eleni Mandel, I'm glad to finally meet you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah.
We have like a million friends in common.
I know. So now we got
to... I'm going to go to the Mustard Seed tomorrow and tell Mike.
Yeah. And I want to see you play.
Yeah, I got to get a show.
All right, maybe we can open for you.
Maybe I should open for you.
No, don't do that.
Where do you guys play?
Actually, you should play here at Starburns. We have a show called Super Tight that is monthly, and you should play there.
Totally love to.
I think the next show is the 24th of June. Can you do that? I'm not allowed to book you, but
probably
I could probably strong arm them into
probably
booking you.
Then you can meet my boyfriend, and you guys can
Yeah, talk about how we're going to make it all work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Negotiate. A little negotiation. All right. Well, thank you. Thanks for having
yeah,
me.
Yeah. See Eleni Mandel church. June 24th at Starburns Castle.
No.
you don't think you can
what
do
is
it?
That place?
It's our new venue.
Starburns Castle?
Yeah.
It's an actual, it looks like a castle.
Like a That's fake cool. castle facade on the outside.
It's only a few blocks from
we
here.
Made, oh, really? We made
Do
stop
they do
motion
like
movies
the
there.
Jousting there too?
No, no.
Medieval times?
But yeah, you can
It looks
bring,
like the kind of bring, place where that happened.
Bring a long sword. And no, we did stop motion movies and shows there. And now we're just turning it into
cool.
a venue. It's
that
a cool venue.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, if you don't play there, you should at least come and check
yeah.
it out, and then you can
I
play
will, I will
future
do both. I'd love to do it.
All right, good.
All right.
All right.
The end.
I'm your manager.
I need one.
All right. 86:29. This is a long one.
You can totally, you should
no,
edit
I loved,
it down.
No, I loved every minute of it.
You got to edit it down.
No. No.
All right.
People could fast forward if they want.
That's
it's not,
true.
It's not like they're just, That's they're prisoners.
True. Where can the people find this so I can tell them? I have
iTunes,
to decide who to tell.
Feralaudio.com.
Feralaudio.com. It's on iTunes. It's free.
I like it.
Yeah.
What's it called?
It's called
the Dino Show?
Sing Songers. Oh, I never said it. Sing Songers.
You
I'm
didn't
the worst.
Say it.
This whole time you don't know what show you're on. I love it.
Believe me.
Happens all the time.
You
know, but...
Can we get you saying what the name of the show is so we can put it at the top of the show?
Welcome to Sing Songers.
Well,
with Lenny Mandel.
I was on a podcast last week, too.
You whore.
I also don't know what that one's called. That was the guy from, God, I can't think of his name, from Kids in the Hall.
Oh.
What's that guy's name?
Well, there's a few of them. Dave
Curly
Foley.
Hair.
Kevin McDonald?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was on that. And then I told my boyfriend, yeah, I'm going to be on this other podcast. He was like, are they paying you? I'm like, I have no idea. I just said yes.
Oh.
Of course, I wouldn't expect. No, you're gonna give me a buck.
He's opening his wallet. He's opening his wallet.
I got it.
No, I didn't come for money. I was excited to be asked.
All right. I mean.
And of course, because of Jeff.
Okay.
We can make you
I kinda,
coffee.
I kind of need. We got a rehearsal tonight. I got to buy the band food. So. All right. Thanks.
All right.
I love you.
Thank you. Bye.
Don't ever leave me. Bye.
Feral Audio.